Sensory processing disorder, SPD. Symptoms and causes. Sensory processing disorder, SPD, is a neurological difference that affects how your brain processes sensory information. Sensory information or stimuli includes how we hear, see, smell, taste and touch, and SPD can affect all these senses. Sensory processing disorder means that people may be more sensitive to sensory stimulation, but it can also cause the opposite effect. What is sensory processing disorder, SPD? Sensory processing disorder is a neurological difference that results in sensory signals that are not detected or sensory signals that are not organized into appropriate responses. People with sensory processing disorder face challenges when processing sensory information from the world around them, which means that they may feel stimuli more or less intensely compared to other people that don't have SPD. Sensory processing disorder impacts people's daily ability to interact with the environment around them and perform various daily activities. SPD impacts people of every age, but it is most commonly diagnosed in children. SPD can cause difficulties in performing daily activities, leisure and play. Types of sensory processing disorder. Sensory processing disorder, sometimes known as sensory integration dysfunction, manifests differently for every person depending on that person's unique sensory profile. There are three main types of sensory processing disorders. Sensory modulation disorder, SMD, sensory-based motor disorder, SBMD, sensory discrimination disorder, SDD. In most cases, SPD affects multiple sensory systems. Sensory modulation disorder, SMD. Sensory modulation disorder is a type of SPD which affects the brain's ability to regulate sensory input. It can cause sensory information to be over-responsive and under-responsive. People with sensory modulation disorder may also seek sensory input, but as sensory information is disorganized, it does not satisfy their need for sensory information. Sensory-based motor disorder, SBMD. Sensory-based motor disorder is another type of SPD which affects the proprioceptive and vestibular senses. These two sensory systems govern our movements, meaning children with SBMD may struggle to balance, coordinate and perform multiple movements at once. The two subtypes of SBMD include dyspraxia and postural disorder. Sensory discrimination disorder, SDD. Sensory discrimination disorder affects the ability to interpret and differentiate messages from the environment. For example, children with poor visual discrimination have challenges telling the differences between some written letters, and children with poor auditory discrimination may have difficulty perceiving different sounds. Subtypes of SDD include auditory discrimination disorder and visual discrimination disorder. Symptoms of sensory processing disorder. Symptoms of sensory processing disorder may vary depending on the individual and their sensory issues. Children who are easily stimulated may have hypersensitivity, which means they have an increased sensitivity to sensory input. However, other children may experience hyposensitivity, which means they may have reduced sensitivity to sensory input. The symptoms of sensory hypersensitivity include covering ears or eyes frequently, difficulty focusing, behaviors that challenge avoiding sudden touches like hugs and handshakes, difficulty controlling emotions, low pain threshold. The symptoms of sensory hyposensitivity include higher pain threshold, drawn to bright lights and loud noises, constant rocking or swaying, constantly touching things, bumping into hard surfaces. Causes of sensory processing disorder. The main cause of sensory processing disorder is not clear. It is unknown if sensory processing disorder occurs on its own or if other factors cause it. Some experts believe that SPD is a symptom of other conditions rather than a diagnosis and condition in itself, but other experts disagree with this claim. However, some of the possible causes include alcohol or drug consumption during pregnancy, premature birth, parental stress, low birth weight, sensory processing disorder and related conditions. Many healthcare professionals don't think that SPD accounts for a separate condition. However, it is clear that some people have difficulties processing what they see, smell, hear and feel. In most cases, sensory processing disorder is diagnosed in early childhood. Sensory processing difficulties are linked to a range of conditions. Conditions often associated with SPD can include Autism Spectrum Disorder, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, Sleep Disorder, Schizophrenia, Developmental Delay, Brain Injury. Importantly, children with ADHD may experience hyperactivity for a different reason than children with SPD. Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, and SPD. People on the autism spectrum may have changes in the neural pathways, affecting how their brain responds to processing sensory information. Individuals with autism may experience hypersensitivity or hyposensitivity, meaning they may be overwhelmed by their senses or seek sensory information. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, and SPD. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, affects the ability to filter some sensory information, which can lead to sensory overload, which means they are overwhelmed by their sensory information and experience panic and anxiety. Anxiety and SPD. People with SPD often have anxiety. They may experience anxiety about sensory information, be fearful that something new will trigger their senses, or feel discomfort in certain environments. Additionally, bright lights, loud noises, and strong smells may be overstimulating. It's important to tailor environments to the individual, so they can feel safe and do not experience a sensory overload. Support for individuals with sensory processing disorder with unique community services. Unique Community Services specializes in providing complex care and support to people with sensory processing disorders and complex care needs. Our team embraces how unique and different people are and focuses on what people can do. Our mission is to create a safe space for everyone with a sensory processing disorder, work on their challenges, increase independence, and positively impact people's lives. With our offices in Bristol and Manchester, Unique Community Services is available every day of the week. To find out how we can help, contact us today. Latest posts. Difference between supported living and residential care blog. Supported living is a service helping people with complex care needs to retain their independence while offering emotional and physical support. Read more. Anorexia nervosa. Symptoms, causes, and treatment blog. Anorexia nervosa is an eating disorder that affects millions of people worldwide. From misconceptions to concerning health complications, there's a lot. Read more. Rumination syndrome. Symptoms and causes blog. Rumination syndrome is a rare disorder that affects 1 in 125 people. There are many misconceptions about rumination syndrome, and it. Read more.